Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Before we get to today's devotional, I just wanted to again, as always, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I'm always blown away by just the support that you guys have shown. And it's not just here in the US, but actually we have someone who has at least listened to the podcast in 21 different countries, which just kind of blows my mind. And so, you know, I would love to hear from you and just be able to say hello and thank you for listening to the podcast. And so if you would just leave me a message and, you know, you'll find a link in the episode description and just, you know, say hello, tell me you've been listening to the podcast, tell me where you're listening from. And you know, I would love to be able to just say hello to you. And as always, you could always leave your feedback and your questions as well. But also, I wanted to mention that, you know, for some of you guys, maybe you would like to connect, but not necessarily in, you know, a public way like the pod inbox. And so you can feel free to email me. The email address is dailysabbath@gmail.com. You know, I'm just hoping that this could be more than a podcast, but, you know, I'm looking for ways that we can, you know, grow this into some sort of a community. And so please let me know if there's any way that this Daily Sabbath community can serve you, or if you have any suggestions of how it can grow into something more. And so with that being said, here is today's scripture reading. The Spiritual But Not Religious Series, Part 1. Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 through 28. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Spiritual but not religious is a label that more and more people are using to describe themselves. More and more, people have disavowed organized religion and identify as non-religious affiliation, while still considering themselves to be spiritual people. Now, we need to recognize that there is an inherent critique here of religion, including Christianity. Growing up, I used to love watching MTV. I had to see what the top music videos were every day. But if you watch MTV today, there is no music to be found anywhere. Just a bunch of weird shows about catfishing or whatever. The music is in name only. I think this is what many who identify as spiritual but not religious feel about the church. There was supposed to be spiritual life there, but often they've found it to be in name only. People aren't giving up on spiritual truth. They are just giving up on being able to find it in the church. Jesus was both religious and deeply critical of religion. He studied the scriptures. He observed the law and the festivals. He participated in synagogue. Jesus was not against organized religion. Jesus was against dead religion. Perhaps when people came to the church looking for spiritual life, what we kept offering them was a flood of lights and sound. Maybe what we thought they wanted was just more of what they already had. And so they have gone looking elsewhere. And so your reflection for today is this. There are many reasons we can and will discuss in this series about why people are rejecting the church as a place to find spiritual truth and choosing instead individual spiritual expression. But maybe it's best to start by taking an honest look within. How has the church, and maybe the hypocrisy of the church, or the lack of spirituality of the church, contributed to the rise of people considering themselves to be spiritual but not religious, and rejecting organized religion? For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.